Hey, welcome to Fit Mom Life to the Fullest podcast, where we focus on how we can improve our physical health so that we can enjoy the life God has called us to the absolute fullest. Hello, ladies. I hope you are doing great. We are hanging out in the middle of June here. I hope you're enjoying some nice weather, enjoying some, it's not even, I guess, start to summer, and some of you are probably wrapping up kids in school and things like that, which is just wild to me. My sister, just the second week of June, no, still the first week of June, was talking about still having her co-op, and I was like, oh my goodness, which is not wild. Like, this is the first year I've not been a part of a co-op or been teaching in a school, so to me, it's just like, oh, we've been full speed ahead on summer, and hearing like, oh yeah, well, we have the co-op on Tuesday. I was like, oh wow, we're still doing that. So power to you guys trucking through the end of the school year if that is applicable to you. And I do hope that you have a wonderful start to summer. Today, we are talking about three tips to lose fat without feeling restricted. And I do really think this is going to be short and sweet because I just have a couple little bullet points to talk about. I'm sure I'll find a way to make it lengthy, but no, really, I'm trying to keep this one short and sweet. And I know that you ladies are always very curious about ways to pursue fat loss, to not just pursue it, but really gain fat loss is a really weird way to say it, but achieve fat loss. There we go. Words. And we talk about a lot on the podcast because it's not the end all be all. And I hope you know that if there's the first one you're tuning into and you clicked on it because it's a catchy title, and it's about fat loss because those episodes always do well. It's not my point to it, but I know it's if they do well, I know that it's applicable to you. I just hope you have been around long enough to know that I am definitely not of the mind thinking that being a certain body fat is the end all be all or looking a certain way is the end all be all. The point of this podcast, the point of what I do is trying to help women feel and look their best so that they can go forth into their lives, into their vocations, giving their all, giving their best. And yes, feeling great and feeling confident is a part of that, but also being physically fit for what your state in life is and what your vocation is a huge part of that. Not having things hold you back because you physically cannot participate or just feel so uncomfortable participating that it's better for you to sit out. So this is where I'm coming from when we're approaching or talking about fat loss, but it's also very applicable to many of us who are in baby having season. And it's like, this is very prevalent because it's just so repeated constantly, right? I am currently 10 months still, almost 11 months postpartum with my third baby. So I've done this dance, you know, two other times of like, all right, we're still technically in fat loss mode until, you know, I get to where I'm comfortable with. And slowly and sustainably, and if you, again, have been around for a while, you know how I would tell you to do it and how I personally go about things. But it's there for a lot of us. It's what a lot of us are after. So all that to say, we're going to hop into it. Number one of the three tips to lose fat without feeling restricted. Number one is instead of saying no, try saying, oh, just a bit. This is to yourself if you really want something. So a lot of times we come into approaching fat loss with a lot of diet culture in our ear saying like, this is a good food. This is a bad food. I shouldn't have that. Oh, I shouldn't. And a lot of us have very defiant personalities. So this does not really work together very well where if you already, and I'm over here, I'm raising my hand. I have a very defiant personality. If you tell me not to do something, I really want to do it and vice versa. And many of us are like that. And I've trained many women like that, which is so funny. One client just said that to me. I was like, I really want you to log this week. And at the end of the week, she had logged nothing. And she's like, honestly, I just really didn't want to log after you told me to log. Like, okay, well, not coachable. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. And I love this client with all my heart. So that's something we're going to do to ourselves. If we're saying, oh, I can't eat that. It's just going to make you really want it. Think about like a kid. If you tell them like, don't touch that. They want to touch it. Like, don't look. You want to look. So instead of saying no, can you say, oh, just a little bit? You know, if you're at a wedding and the dessert comes around and you're really full and you already ate a ton of dinner, but the cake looks really good and you're not going to have the opportunity to have that again, like, okay, you don't have to eat. There's no, it's not black and white. It is not, I can have it or I can't have it. Like, you can have a forkful. You can have a couple forkfuls. You know, I know that sometimes getting yourself to stop can be an issue, but how can you make that more likely that you'll stop? Could you just, you know, cut it in half and then pass the other half to someone else or something like that? There's a lot of these kind of tips in the book, especially Atomic Habits by James Clear, that talks about the more obstacles you put in the way of something, you know, the less likely you are to do it, and vice versa. If there are less obstacles in the way, the more likely you are to do something. So, for example, if you want to get up to do a morning workout, if you lay your clothes out, that's one obstacle you've removed. So when you wake up, the clothes are just right there. So you can do that, you know, if you're trying to also moderate your portions. But think about that. Does it have to be, no, I can't have that? Or could it be, oh, I can have a little bit of that? You know, there's nothing wrong with having one dark chocolate square a day. But if you know that you're going to go to 10, then, you know, maybe we need to work on finding a substitute or cutting that back. But can you say just a little bit instead of saying no to yourself? So you don't want to just, again, defy yourself. Number two, move more or move more intensely. So there is kind of a caveat to this, but sometimes clients will say, can I just work out more and not really worry about the nutrition? No, you cannot just direct swap that and say, well, it doesn't really matter what I eat, but I'll just work out more. However, yes, it's absolutely true that if you're moving more or your workouts are really intense, you definitely can take in more, because it just comes down to the science. The more that you burn, the more that you can take in, because if you're in maintenance, you want that to pretty much equal out. You take in as much as you're burning. If you want to be in a deficit, you are burning more than you are taking in, right? So yeah, if you want to have more food, essentially, or have more treats or a little more wiggle room, you need to move more somewhere. I just want to warn against, it's a dangerous mentality to get into if you're like, I need to cancel things out calorie for calorie. Like, I ate this cupcake, so now I need to run a mile. I don't encourage that kind of thinking all the time. What I'm talking about here is more, okay, if your workout is kind of mild, like the workout you're already doing, say you're doing a 20-minute circuit, but you kind of feel like you could do a million reps of everything. You're not really sweating or out of breath or feeling it a ton, versus if you're really giving a 20-minute workout your all and you feel like you really did something at the end of it. You probably burn more calories during it. You're probably burning more calories after it. And therefore, like, your metabolism is going to be revved up. You're going to be able to eat more food without immediately gaining weight or gaining fat. So, and then NEAT is something else I've talked about on the podcast, which is non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which basically means it is not your workout. So it just, you know, if you look at this out in the world, it makes sense. A lot of people who are a healthy body weight are movers. They're the people that are taking the stairs instead of taking the elevator, or are parking farther in parking lots. So those kinds of habits and those kind of little ways to sneak in movement are going to help you lose fat, and or if you're just trying to maintain, help you be able to have a little more wiggle room in your calories, because you're just moving more, you're burning more calories. Okay, so move more or move more intensely. And lastly, my third tip to lose fat without feeling restricted is to focus on what you need to fit in versus what you quote unquote shouldn't have. This is something I talk about a lot with clients, because we can get so, no, 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 that's off limits, no, 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 avoid this, when we're looking at food. And again, think of a kid. Are you supposed to tell a two-year-old, no, to stop, don't touch that, no, no? Even the pediatrician, I almost said paramedic, also they would probably tell you this, but even my pediatrician, I remember saying, like, make sure you don't say no too much, because it's going to lose its effectiveness. So try to find other words, or say, oh, hey, here, come on, let's play with this. And it's so true. Instead of just saying, like, no, stop, don't touch that, what about, you know, oh, here, I've got this for you, come on over here. And same thing when we think of ourselves with nutrition. It's so funny, whenever I think of things in the context of kids, like, oh yeah, that makes sense for us as adults as well. And if we're just constantly telling ourselves, oh, I shouldn't eat that, oh, I really want to eat that, I'm craving that, but no, I can't, oh, that's so bad for me, oh, I shouldn't eat that, we're focusing on the negative. And again, that defiance, we can then want to kick in and be like, no, I do want that. And then we're waging war with ourselves of like, oh, I want that, no, I can't have that, no, you know, it's a whole thing. Where instead, focus on the positive, focus on, ooh, did I get my 3 to 5 servings of vegetables in? Or, I think I was a little low on protein. So what am I going to make for lunch and dinner that is going to up my protein for the day? Or, could I even make a treat that is going to be higher protein that's going to get me closer to my target to end out the day? You know, maybe I'll make some of that banana ice cream. I haven't talked about that in a long time, but it's a great time for it because it's summer. I just take frozen bananas, usually about 1.5 if it's for myself, and I put just enough almond milk so that it will blend up, not like a ton like a shake, but just a little bit so it blends up. And it whips it up basically into kind of like an ice cream texture. Then I usually stick that back in the freezer for a little bit so it firms up, and then I'll put some peanut butter and dark chocolate chips on it. Whipped cream, if I happen to have it in the house. I don't usually have whipped cream in the house, but if it's been a party or something, then oh yeah, that's going on there too. And it is like a delicious sweet treat. Feels like ice cream. We call it in this house the banana thing. So some nights I'll be sitting there with my husband and I'll be like, do you want the banana thing? He's like, yeah, I want the banana thing. Oh, where protein comes into that is because I put protein in it as well. I put usually half a scoop of whey isolate. And this is where I use like a vanilla or a chocolate. I definitely don't use Isopure. If you've heard me talk about that on here before, that would be really weird in this. And maybe actually it would be like a sorbet. I bet you it would be like a sorbet, but then I would not do it with peanut butter and dark chocolate chips. And those of you, if you've not heard me talk about this before, I'm 100% not affiliated or sponsored, but I've talked about Isopure, which is a kind of protein. It is a whey, but it's so unique in that it's kind of like more of a crystal light. And it's the flavors are like lemonade and tropical punch. And it's the one that I suggest just having with straight water. And I always keep both in the house. So right now I have an Isopure in there for just times where I'm maybe going to a play date and I want to throw some protein into a shaker bottle because I don't know when I'm going to eat next or whatever. But then I also keep a vanilla or chocolate whey protein for exactly the example I just gave if I'm going to make the banana thing or have a shake with a bunch of other stuff in it, like a nut butter and spinach and whatever, or it's what I add to my energy balls or muffins and stuff like that. I like to have something like that to bake with and to have with other stuff. So focus on what do I need to get in and what can I eat, what should I eat, instead of just the negative, because oftentimes, like if I find myself craving something, I'll kind of do that checklist first. And it's, again, not a punishment or not a, oh, I can't eat that. It's just like, okay, say I am craving dark chocolate or something like that. And I'll be like, okay, well, did I even have, I literally only had like 2 carrots at lunch. I need to have some vegetables. So I'll go have a serving of vegetables first. And then I will have that dark chocolate or whatever it was in a moderate portion. But talked about that so many times, the idea of, and I just talked about on the last podcast when I talked about having a side salad along with fast food or takeout food, because it just helps fill you up. It does not have to be either or. And our culture, and I don't know where this came from, but so many people try to make it either or, where it's like, okay, if you're, I think it's just from the idea of being on a diet. It's like, if I'm eating healthy, I'm eating just the salad. Or if I'm indulging, I'm having just the sub. But it's like, you can have both. You can have the salad and you can have a quarter of the sub or a half a sub. It does not need to be all or nothing. And you'll be shocked. That's the thing. When women I work with, either in the group challenges or one-on-one, start living this way, start tracking their macros, they actually lose fat and they're shocked because they're like, wow, I feel like I'm eating more than before. Or I feel like I would say no to this before. Yeah, you probably were telling yourself no, and then you'd get so sick of telling yourself no all the time and eating only salads that then you would just go off the rails one day and then not count that day and say, okay, well, I start again on Monday. And it's so much more productive for your body and overall health for you to just balance it all out, okay? Have a little bit of the indulgent stuff, have a lot of the good stuff, and as always, I'm still absolutely promoting an 80-20 lifestyle of 80% whole clean foods. So it's really good for your overall health and make your innards just as happy and healthy. And then 20% treats and indulgences, because we got to live as well and enjoy some of the treats here. All right. I hope that was helpful for you. A short and sweet one today. 3 tips to lose fat without feeling restricted. Number 1, instead of saying no, say just a bit. Number 2, move more intensely. And number 3, focus on the positives, what you need to fit in versus what you quote unquote shouldn't have. If you want to join my email list, you can go to fitmomlifetothefullest.com. right on the homepage. There's a spot to do so, and then you'll be on the email list. And I send out emails every Thursday with fun things like recipes and workouts and some mom hacks and all that good stuff. So, and that always comes out on Thursdays. Make sure you check your spam because sometimes it is going to fall there. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.